Previously on 253 Matilda.
Word has gotten out about the offer the aliens have made, that if we surrender, we'll be taken back to Earth. Some of us would eagerly volunteer for the chance to return to Earth.
But who can we send on that mission?
I'll do it.
Dad, we don't even have the slightest idea how we could ever get you back from there.
I'll get the satisfaction of having helped you escape.
We lost 57 people.
We are gracious victors. We will deliver them back to Earth and take the opportunity to warn Earth of the consequences of repeating your bad behavior.
I can't believe they're gone. That we'll never see our kids again.
I remind myself that Annika and Judy are in a better place now. They're safe. They're headed back to Earth.
It's done. Our acceleration has ended.
We've still got one deceleration vehicle, the backup vehicle from the last mission, and we've got enough ore. We can explore one last system. We've got the perfect planet coming up. No contest.
What's that?
Earth. It's been about 160,000 years for them, so I suspect a lot of things happened.
If the human race survived, it's probably evolved into a different species by now.
Earth is mystery. An alien planet now. One with an epic history to unravel that'll lead us back to ourselves.
It's our last mission, our last glory.
What about our people who got taken back, like your kids?
Mateo and Zynab might find out.
And now.
What a beautiful planet.
Lots of geostationary satellites showing up on radar and infrared, but none seem to be active. No sign of satellites in low Earth orbit. Still no response to hails?
Radio silence. But if they have no live satellites, we might have to pass within line of sight.
Well, we just passed the day-night terminator, and you can see for yourself, nobody down there has electricity.
There could be some tiny holdout of civilization, even with the rest of Earth primitive or abandoned.
Guess we can give it a few orbits to make sure.
You know, Mateo, it's kinda absurd that we've circled the galaxy and now we're orbiting the Earth trying to determine if the human race still exists.
And yet, we're bored.
Yeah, that.
If we were normal, well-adjusted people, we'd be throwing a wild party right now.
We'd be jumping for joy.
That doesn't sound safe in zero-G. We'd end up ramming our heads into the ceiling.
Better not, then.
It'd be a shame to come hundreds of thousands of light years only to die of concussions while partying in Earth's orbit.
Might be a fitting epithet for our species.
So, how about a game of chess?
I've really got to get you into modern board games. Let's try Miner's Folly?
Okay.
Hey, we're picking up a signal!
Can you play the message?
Dear, this is the message.
The message is beep?
Exactly.
Has the Earth been taken over by a race of extremely boring machines?
Computer, can you trace where the signal is coming from?
Signal originates 1 to 3 meters below the surface, at approximately latitude 38.73 degrees longitude, minus 121.8 degrees.
Below the surface.
Affirmative.
Computer, where do those coordinates place it on the last known political map of Earth?
Coordinates are within the California Republic, city of Placerville.
Placerville? Never heard of it. Was it a big city?
Last known population, 12,372.
Huh. What's Earth's only remaining sign of civilization doing there?
Insufficient data.
Let's land this thing and find out!
QuietPlease.org presents 253 Matilda. After leaving the solar system in the 22nd century, the asteroid 253 Matilda has circled the galaxy. Now, two explorers have arrived at their final destination, the planet Earth, where 164,000 years have passed. Episode 27. Future Imperfect.
What do you think, Zainab? Is it everything you imagined?
Hillier than I'd imagined, and so many pine trees. I knew there could be a lot of trees, but I thought they'd be more varied.
Can't expect the kind of variety we had in 253 Matilda's Arboretum. These pines are probably just the kind of tree that thrives in the local climate.
Speaking of climate, it's also chillier than I expected.
Northern Hemisphere winter, and we're in the mid-latitudes. Get your jacket out of your pack. Doesn't seem to be any sign of people. Sad. Wait. The markings on that tree. Could that...
I think a bear did this. I saw a hollow about them once, and they claw tree trunks like this to mark their territory.
What's a bear?
A large, dangerous mammal.
Draw your weapon and keep an eye out.
I'll put the sensor on audio mode so I don't have to keep my eyes on it. It's somewhere near the bottom of this hill, I think.
I wasn't prepared for these hills.
Wait till we go back up. That'll be a lot harder.
The whole planet better not be this steep.
I'm doing fine. Maybe you're just getting old.
Hey, I'm only a year older than you.
Chronologically, but Dr. Singh says I have the body of a 25-year-old.
So you decided to flee here so the woman you stole it from can't take it back?
The signal seems to be coming from under this little mound here. Have you got the excavator?
Right here.
It's 1.5 meters down. Set it to take off 1.4 to be safe.
Okay.
This thing is pretty small. Set it on mode C and bring up a 6-liter volume. Oh, don't forget to hold it over the spot and disengage safeties.
I was awake during the training, dear.
Looks like a chunk of concrete.
We'll have to trust the smart mode to take that off and see what's inside.
I hate smart mode. Makes me feel redundant.
Wow. Isn't that...
a data cube! Attached to this little transmitter!
I wonder if it could still be readable.
Let's get it back to the ship and find out.
We're never going down that hill again. I barely made it back.
Computer, is this data cube readable?
Affirmative. Data format indicates high redundancy, sufficient to compensate for missing bytes.
Please summarize the nature of the data.
Data is a series of time-indexed video recordings.
Can you play them for us? In order?
Commencing playback.
Hello, there. I have no idea who I'm talking to.
The future.
Hello there, the future. Actually, it's kind of hard to believe in a future when I'm standing on the planet Earth with no signs of human life anywhere.
There's always a future.
Easy to say that when you're young. Harder for me at 92 years old.
But this message is for someone who will come along after us. Maybe curious aliens.
Or the few of us might repopulate the planet and our descendants will want to hear us tell how it all happened.
Feeling a bit ambitious there, aren't you, Aniket?
Just imagine you're speaking to somebody who knows nothing about us.
Well, hello, you unknown aliens of the future who don't understand a word of English. Welcome to Earth, birthplace and tomb of the human race.
Maybe you should explain how we ended up here, and that we don't know what happened here yet. Hello there, by the way. I'm Juliana Saunders. You've already heard Judy and Aniket Peters in the background.
My name is Horace Mutombo. Very briefly, we used to live on an interstellar asteroid called 253 Matilda, which was launched into the stars by humanity more than a century ago. An asteroid where I used to be the mayor.
And he never lets us forget that. And to this day, he still thinks he's in charge.
Our asteroid was attacked by aliens who saw our relativistic speeds as a danger to them. Before 253 Matilda escaped their grasp, the aliens managed to transfer some of us over to their own asteroid ship and took us back to Earth.
When they saw our civilization was dead, they offered to keep us with them, and many did stay with them. But a few of us insisted we'd rather live out our lives on Earth. For some of us, it's been a lifelong dream.
And others of us just don't have enough life left to waste any more of it wandering between stars. So where was I?
You should probably explain where we are and why we're in this town. I'd love to know myself.
We're in a little town called Placerville in California. I used to have a pen pal back when Earth was only a few light months away from us on Matilda. Back when I was young, if you can even imagine me being young, she lived here and told me all about this town. I thought it'd be good for us to stay somewhere I know, so I asked that we be dropped off here. Our base of operations right now is the Carey House Hotel. We're recording from the lobby. Very historically preserved place, as you can see. At least, if you have any concept of our history. I love these stained glass windows. Centuries ago, this hotel hosted the likes of Mark Twain, Elvis, President Grant, and now it's our home. Comfortable enough, thankfully no dead bodies, which I suppose is a clue. The end can't have come too suddenly. They had time to close things down. People used to say this place was haunted. I really wish we could find a ghost right now and ask it what happened.
Dinner's ready.
Okay, I'll resume this tomorrow. We're walking on Main Street now, westward. We're going to cut across to the north soon and make about a 3-kilometer loop. Because frankly, that's about as far as I can go at my age. But I'd rather get the exercise than use an aeroglide. And it takes a long time to recharge those things on solar anyway.
The other half of our group is doing a much wider recon on aeroglides. Jenkins, Singh, Korlev, and Zhang.
What's this? A drive-through shoe repair business? What century are we in?
She used to joke about that place. It's been here forever, and nobody ever knew how it stayed in business.
This pen pal, she wasn't just any pen pal, was she?
If we hadn't been trillions of kilometers apart, I might have asked her to marry me. I used to daydream about what our life would have been like in this town. That's how I know it so well.
You, of all people, a returnist in your youth?
No, I knew it was impossible. Even when I was 20 years old, it would have taken us centuries to get back here.
But that would have only been 50-ish years since Matilda left the asteroid belt?
It would have taken another 50 to cancel our forward velocity, then another 50 to build up the same velocity in reverse. But then we'd have to slow down again to not shoot past Earth. So something on the order of 130 years. But in my dreams, I could be landing in Placerville in seconds.
And now here you are, doing the impossible.
These houses are interesting. They look so old and quaint.
They're called Victorians, because they were built during the reign of Queen Victoria in the 19th century. This side of the transit tunnel used to be an above-ground highway that divided the town. This side has a lot of them.
But California was never part of Queen Victoria's empire, was it?
I'm just telling you what my pen pal told me.
Hold up. What's that over there?
Looks like a cemetery. In this part of town, must be Union Cemetery. One of the first. It's been here almost 400 years.
Do you know if it was still active? I mean, would there be recent burials?
I think you've reached the limit of how detailed my secondhand knowledge is. Why do you ask?
It could tell us if they had time to bury their dead, and the tombstones could tell us when it happened. When the world ended, I mean.
Well, I think I need to rest a while. So why don't you go find out while I take a seat on this bench? Here, take the recorder. I'll listen in from here on my subdermal and catch up with you in a bit.
It wasn't looking good for a while with all the 19th century graves, but we found a new section at the bottom of the hill, and we're in luck. There was a huge rush on funerals in the second half of the year 2226. That's, I think, about 15 years ago Earth time, near as I can figure with all our time dilation. There are a couple of graves from 2227, and one as late as 2229. Nothing after that.
So it seems most of the population died over the course of 6 months, but there were stragglers for at least years.
Does that suggest a likely cause to you, Judy?
It's consistent with contagious disease. The spread would have slowed after it decimated the population, and contact between people became rare.
Do you suppose some people could have lasted even longer, in more isolated places?
It's likely.
Just not the type of person who'd come into a town to bury someone in a public cemetery?
Some of them could still be out there somewhere. Maybe in the forest.
You know, I think we've all been carefully avoiding the best way to learn about what happened.
And what's that?
Going into the houses.
It does feel wrong, I guess. Somehow.
Like stepping on a grave.
How about your lover's house? You must know where she lived.
I know where she lived about 60 years ago. It's on Clay Street. Our loop will take us by there.
Not by coincidence, I suspect. Could she still have been there when the end came?
People on Earth don't usually stay in the same house their whole lives. And she'd have been as ancient as I am now, by the end. Which is funny, actually, because I used to be older than her. But anyway, let's go find out. Sure is a mess in here.
Looters?
I don't know.
Ooh, spiders have been busy.
What sort of clues should we be looking for?
A diary would be a pretty convenient way to lay it all out for us. Let's check the bedroom.
Oh, in the bed.
I see it.
At least we got here after the smell is gone.
Is it her?
I don't think so. From the height and the pelvis and what's left of the clothing, I think this was a man.
Decor looks more like a man's bedroom than a woman's to me.
What's that?
Somebody's coming down the hall.
Or something.
Let's back up. Toward the far wall.
Wait, what is it?
It's a bear. Must be using this house like a den.
How do we get past it?
Aniket, a little help. Okay, everybody, out the window now. Calm as you can. The bear's probably just blocking us from getting near her cubs. Well, we're all still here with all our limbs. But as you can hear, the weather has taken a sudden turn for the worse. So if it's not one thing, it's another. We're heading back to the Carey House Hotel as quick as we can, but I'm not as fast as I used to be. We could go into a house for shelter.
No way. Not going back through that again.
A lot of those wood houses aren't keeping the rain out anymore anyway. Maybe we could try a business with a brick structure, like the hotel.
Nothing brick in sight. It's just been wooden houses.
We're following the El Dorado Trail. It's a 150-kilometer recreational trail from Sacramento to Lake Tahoe, along the side of Hangtown Creek right now. We're going to cross a bridge over the creek shortly and come out on Main Street, where there'll be plenty of businesses.
You really do know this town like the back of your hand.
I knew every inch of our base on 253 Matilda. I kind of figured it was expected to know everything about a town.
I don't know how people on Earth have been dealing with this forever. Water just pouring out of the sky.
That building up there, with the big bricks.
J. Pearson Placerville Soda Works?
Yes. We can wait out the storm in there.
Pretty well preserved.
What does the extinction of the human race matter to a building that's been standing for 360 years?
Hey, there's something back here.
You mean the mine shaft?
Yeah, I guess it's a mine, but it looks like somebody lives here.
Why is there a mine in a building?
They built the building around it.
See, guys? All these cans and clothes.
And ammunition.
Could be years old, though.
The smell back here seems recent.
Hands in the air, y'all. Backs against the wall.
Sorry, we didn't know anyone lived here. Or anywhere.
Where are you people from? Haven't seen a group in years. Awful dangerous.
We're from 253 Matilda.
No, really. Matilda was invaded by some aliens who captured us and took us back to Earth.
Well, you'd best get back on your flying saucer and find yourselves another planet.
Too late. They've gone. What happened here?
Well, take a seat, y'all. There's plenty. My name's Dusty Malone. Sorry if my manners are a little rusty.
From the cemetery, we figured most people died in 2226.
That's right. Didn't know how serious it was at first. When people started dying, we thought we just had ourselves another pandemic to deal with. They've been happening every 50-ish years or so. But then they figured out the incubation period was crazy long and variable. You could catch this thing and feel fine for 3, 4, even 9 months sometimes. Then you go to bed one night feeling fine and you don't never wake up.
We found a skeleton in a bed.
That's where most of them are. Did you touch it?
Of course not.
Anything else in the house you touched?
Some doors.
And a chair.
Well, you're probably not infected. I think it usually took direct contact or long exposure. But who the hell knows? A persistent little bugger. Goes dormant without a host, but can come back to life long after you'd think it could it.
What's the fatality rate?
100%. By the time we realized that, almost everybody caught it, and it was just a matter of waiting for them all to die off. Few recluses like me escaped. I didn't come into town much those days.
Hasn't anyone tried to rebuild civilization?
Oh, they tried. It turned out some animals are disease carriers, even though they don't die of it. Every once in a while, an animal would infect a person, and if you're living in a group, then boom, you're all dead a few months later.
Did anyone ever figure out how the disease started?
Traced it to some meteor that exploded over Tokyo. The big brains felt the disease was designed by extraterrestrials as an attack on Earth. But nobody really cared that much at that point.
Who'd want to attack Earth?
Them Centaurians. Those pretend Centaurians who wouldn't tell us where they really came from. They told us it served us right for sending our transmissions willy-nilly into deep space all those years.
Are the Centaurians still around? The ones who stayed on Earth?
Their disease was targeted to people. Them Centaurians were immune, not even carriers. I think they went to live in our Mars colony, which lucked out because this all hit in between transfer windows.
So there's still a human civilization out there on Mars?
Far as I know, but I wouldn't know.
Either way, at least 253 Matilda is still out there. Our dads and the rest of them, somewhere beyond Tau Ceti.
Well, you're welcome to stay and warm yourselves up a little while, because I'm already exposed. But once you step out that door, I don't want to see you folk again.
Computer, pause playback.
Playback paused.
Why'd you do that? It was just getting interesting.
It's time for dinner.
Even when learning the ultimate fate of humanity, you always lead with your stomach.
You've been listening to 253 Matilda, Episode 27, Future Imperfect. Created, written, produced, and directed by Paul Meerum. The ex-mayor is Roger Arnold. Juliana Saunders is Aaron Summonsby. Dusty was J.D. Cantu. Zainab Juma is Rue Ryder. Mateo Juma is Richard N. Judy is Grace Trombley. Aniket is Genesis Greenwood. The announcer is Aaron Summonsby. Special thanks to our Kickstarter backer, Evie D. Sound effects and music, courtesy freesound.org, asoundeffect.com, freepd.com, and audionautics.com. This program is licensed for free reuse and redistribution. Hear more episodes at quietplease.org/253.